French Prime Minister Manuel Valls has announced that he will stand for the presidency. Valls said he'll step down as Prime Minister to compete for the socialist nomination in a January primary. The current president, François Hollande, also a socialist, is not standing for a second term. The Italian president has asked Prime Minister Matteo Renzi to put off his resignation until the parliament has passed a budget law later this month. Renzi announced he'd step down after voters soundly rejected his plan for constitutional reforms in a referendum on Sunday. Italy's president, Sergio Mattarella, must now broker a new government or call for fresh elections. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says she's very sorry to see Renzi go, but she'll stay on course with her approach to Europe. I'm sad that the referendum result in Italy yesterday wasn't what the Prime Minister wanted, because I have always supported his reform plans. But naturally, this is a domestic decision that we have to respect. Here, we saw quite a divide in opinion in Italy. In my opinion, as we continue our work in Europe, we are focusing on the right issues. I've always enjoyed working very much with Matteo Renzi. Syrian forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad have taken back more ground from opposition fighters in the besieged city of Aleppo. Witnesses say heavy exchanges are continuing in the eastern part of the city. This comes as Russia says it will hold talks with the US about evacuating all rebels from the area. The UN will vote on a resolution to demand a temporary ceasefire and humanitarian access to residents trapped in the fighting. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe looks set to be the first Japanese leader to visit Pearl Harbor, the site of the surprise Japanese attack that propelled the U.S. into World War II. Abe says he'll go there with President Barack Obama later this month. This comes just months after Obama traveled to Hiroshima.